World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, I think I'm coming in hot this morning. Is that all right? I mean, I think I'm coming in hot. I had a real restless night's sleep. I said that to Michelle this morning. I don't even know what it was. Sometimes you have that, right? And it was one of those nights where I was kind of awake, but I wasn't awake, and I was troubled. I was troubled all night. And so I'm coming in hot today, trying to figure out what's exactly going on. As you know, there's 1,000 things we could talk about today, right? 1,000 things. But I really want to zero in on a couple of really, really important things, at least from my perspective. And we have to keep our eye on the ball and understand exactly what's going on. But if you bear with me a second, I'm going to jump right in without a whole lot of niceties. A lot of crazy stuff going on around it. Yeah, I'm going to talk a little bit about the Olympics, but I'm not. See, look, folks. Hey, why can somebody explain to me? First of all, why are we surprised that the Olympics are satanic? Why would that surprise anybody? Anybody? First of all, I quit watching the Olympics when the Olympics went pro. You guys do remember, don't you, when the Olympics were amateurs? They were amateurs. And now we got LeBron James playing in the Olympics, a multi, maybe billionaire basketball player playing in the Olympics. So the Olympics has gone the same way everything else has gone, and that's what follow the money. It's all about money. And if you think there's even anything such as an amateur athlete in America today, look at what's going on in the colleges. I saw that Ohio State University, their football team, will be paid. Are you listening to me? Their football team, the players on their football team, because of what's called the name, image, and likeness, NIL, no longer is a college scholarship enough to get a football player in there. They have to pay them. That's a whole nother story, because somebody's always been making that money anyway, right? All those TV contracts. So the universities have been making the money. And finally, the players say, hey, we'd like to have some of the money. And I get it. But do you know that their Ohio State's football team this year, $20 million. Their football players will be making $20 million to play amateur football. Amateur football. $20 million. Now, why would a kid want to get an education making $20 million? So these are some of the things that we're fighting against. And I don't want to shock you. Mel's hand went up real quickly over something. Go ahead, Mel.
You had asked the question of, you know, why would any of us be surprised that the Olympic Games are satanic? And I don't think any of us here would be surprised by that at all. But I think we are called to expose them. So I think that when things like that come up, it's not a bad idea to kind of share that information out, because, you know, a lot of our friends and things may not be so aware. And so I think our job is to expose them. Thanks, Coach.
Yep. You know, it's pretty obvious, isn't it pretty obvious that the world has subjugated Christianity? I don't know if you saw, I should have this up. I didn't find it. Did you guys see Elon Musk? Did you see what Elon Musk said about Christianity? Elon Musk, he ain't a Christian. Maybe you can look for it, Spencer. Elon Musk said if Christianity doesn't stand up, it's going to be wiped off the face of the earth. Somewhere he said it. Maybe you can find it. He made that statement. If Christianity doesn't stand up, they're going to be wiped off the face of the earth. It's right in front of us. And we act like we're shocked. We're shocked about the Olympics. And we watch the Olympics. We watch the halftime show. It's all demonic. It is all demonic. And it's been demonic for how long? At what point are we going to wake up? So here's where the Lord led me today. Pull up for me if you could. Make sure you get the right one. Now, just trust me. He said it, Spencer. Just trust me. He said it. He said, if Christianity doesn't stand up and fight back, they're going to be wiped off the face of the earth. That's what Elon Musk said. He ain't no Christian. Pull up number one, crazy world. This came from Harrison Hill Smith. This is one of the first things I saw. I don't know this guy. I don't know. Stay with me. I'm going somewhere today. I got to get this out of me. I'm going to explode. Go ahead. Go ahead and play this.
On right now. Just a very quick list off the top of my head. We got President Grandpa starting World War III with Russia. Israel's about to be invaded by Hezbollah. They're launching the bird flu pandemic. Tens of millions of foreigners have invaded. Inflation remains insane. They're attempting to imprison the leading presidential candidate. They're shutting down the food supply. They're spraying chemicals in the air to block out the sun. China is systematically depleting the oceans of fish. Drag queens are stripping for preschoolers. Children are being chemically castrated to cure a mental illness they were indoctrinated into in the first place. Hate speech laws are outlawing dissent. There's nanoplastic in your testicles. They're building unstoppable AI drone armies. Popular culture is at this point openly satanic. The eradication of white Europeans is an avowed aim of their own governments. All of these things happening all at once. And the craziest part about it is that if you listen to the mainstream media, they'll tell you about these things, but they'll tell you every single one of these things is perfectly reasonable and fine and probably good, and they all have a totally different reason that's completely unrelated to all of the other things, which is interesting because they all seem to contribute to the same overall policy.
So would it be safe to say somebody, a man much wiser than me, said that nature abhors a vacuum? See, folks, look, Americans, people around the world are going to worship something. There's this desire in our heart to worship something. It could be self. Put that in the chat. It could be self, it could be money, it could be fame, it could be power, it could be, what else? We're going to worship something, okay? What was it Bob Dylan said? You got to serve somebody. Everybody's got to serve somebody. And so we look around the spectrum of America and we see that Christianity is a joke. Somebody say amen. Christianity is a joke. It's a joke. It is such a joke that the Olympics, the opening ceremony of the Olympics, mocked and made fun of the Last Supper, knowing nobody was going to do anything about it. They knew that, friends. They knew it. Who's they? The Luciferians, the Psalm 2 guys that we talk about all the time. The kings of the earth have set themselves on. Do you think that when somebody pitched this idea to whoever is head of the opening ceremonies, they pitched this idea of making fun of the Last Supper, do you think anybody said, man, maybe we shouldn't do that? Maybe the church will get mad. No, they sat in the corner and laughed. Church, that church ain't going to get afraid of the church. They're not going to worry about them. Oh, no. Folks, it's done on purpose. Why? Because the kings of this earth have set themselves and rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against the anointed. And we, as Christians, don't understand it. And if we do understand it, we don't think we're supposed to do anything about it. We don't understand that we're supposed to engage in a spiritual war in a natural realm. That's what we're supposed to do. And we do not. I'm going to show you some stuff today that's going to tickle. Roger, I feel you. Come on in, Roger.
Well, if you travel to Europe, Dave, the church is dead in Europe.
Almost dead in America.
Yes, almost dead in America. Europe has these huge cathedrals. Nobody worships on Sunday. Nobody worships anytime. That's all I've got.
So it's very clear, Roger, very, very clear. They were not afraid of Christianity. Would anybody want to disagree with that? They're going to cut off your grandson's dinger. They're going to teach your children in public schools, which you pay for, which the church pays for. They're going to teach them anti-Christ, anti-God history. They're going to ruin the morals of your children. And the church is absolutely silent because the church would say, well, it's just signs of the end times. Well, it'd be like me coaching a football team and our guys decide in the last quarter of the game, they were going to take their helmets off. They were going to play the fourth quarter without any helmets. And everybody watching the game said, these guys are going to lose if they don't put their helmets back on. And once they run down the field and they run over the top of us, they score a touchdown, and then they kick off to us, and we can't move the ball. And we can't move the ball because why? They got helmets on. We don't have helmets on. And people say, well, gee, many criminy, coach, what do you expect? We're not going to win without helmets. And so the church takes off the helmet of salvation and doesn't blitz. And we sit back and wonder what's going on. And we wonder, why would they make fun of Jesus? Why would they? Are you kidding me? They're laughing up and down. And it just isn't the Olympics, friends. It's everywhere. It's in your public schools. It's in your government. Why? Because those of us Oh, get it ready for me. Get ready for me. It's Matthew. What is it? I send it. Get that thing up there for me, Spencer. It's Matthew 28. Huh? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to go there. Come on in, Glenn.
Yeah, I heard a pastor say yesterday how much he enjoyed the Olympics. And then he dismissed, oh, but the world, that they're just going to be the world. Okay.
Yeah, oh, yeah,
and he
yeah.
just dismissed it on the that way.
Yep. Yeah, they're just going to be the world. And by the way, Glenn, we'll be out of here soon. Except here's what I pulled this up here this morning because I don't know what to say. Yeah, they had the pale horse, Dan. They had the pale horse. What? What? Matthew 28:16. Anybody hear the Great Commission? Anybody know what that is from the Great Commandment? The Great Commission, the Great Commandment is go and teach. Go and teach. That's that, folks. There it is in the Great Commission. It's the, it is when Jesus got through, he's ready to leave. He's got all his disciples in front of him. He says, okay, boys, here's the final thing. Are you ready? Here's what it is. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. Jesus said, hey, when this is all done here today, I'll meet you all up top of the hill. Meet you up sky high. I'm not being blasphemous. I'll meet you up sky high. Oh, boys, you go out there and do whatever you're going to do. But when it's all over, come on up there. We'll have us a meal. And when they saw him, they worshiped him. But some doubted. What? In the camp? Some doubted? There's 12 that they weren't all in? And Jesus came and spoke to them saying, all power. I don't know if you can do that, Spencer. Can you highlight that word? Can you highlight that word? How much power? All power. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. And because all power is given unto me, I want you to go. I have all power. I'm giving all power to you. And I want you to go and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, and teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even until the end of the world. Amen. Now, can anybody tell me where it says that the church is supposed to roll over, lay down, and wait to be raptured out of here? Anybody find that anywhere in the teachings of Jesus Christ? Anywhere? And that is, by the way, whether we will admit it or not, that is the main focus of American Christianity. You know, I don't want this. How do you say things without them being misunderstood? So I'm going to say something, and I know it's going to be misunderstood. I had a chance again this weekend to speak at an event, a Patriot event, whatever the hell that means, a Patriot event. And at the same time, going down on down, God bless Mike Spaulding. He had his Go Ye Therefore conference, and he had in some great speakers, and a lot of people went down there and praised the Lord for that. And I went to this thing that I went to, and when I come home, I get up this morning, I ask myself this question. Maybe I'm wrong. Okay, great. We got all those people together down in Dayton. We got all these people together up here, and people are gathered. You just go through Facebook and just Google and see all the conferences that are going on, and somebody tell me. Anybody who's doing a damn thing about anything that's going on. Who? No. They all study how bad it's going to get. Would somebody out there say amen? Come on, Vinny. Somebody support me. All the conferences are telling everybody how bad amen. It's getting.
Amen.
And we rejoice over it. Oh, it's getting worse. Woohoo! What about this? What about this? So hang on. I see somebody want to get in there. Hang on, Dale. Hang on, Jeff. Now I'll get you. I got a text message from Lynn. What's she saying here? She's probably listening. Maybe 10 years or more ago, a missionary from Church of Nazarene in France came back to America when at our church, he said, saying the gospel there was like planting a garden in concrete. Okay, hang on. Pull up for me. What was I going to say? Oh, I know. I'm sorry. Boy, hey, Spencer, I'm feeling it today, man. I've been cooking all night long. This baby's been boiling. I couldn't figure out why. I see all the crap that's going on. Just here locally. Jesus said go. Huddle, right? Get a huddle. Because people, as I've said before, people don't go to a football game to watch a huddle. They don't go to watch the huddle. They go to see what happens after they break the huddle, after a play is called and they go and run it. That's why people go. If you went to the Ohio State Buckeyes game and all they did was huddle, you would leave. You wouldn't be there very long. But when they break the huddle and they run the play, then you cheer, and then they run back and they huddle again, and they come out and they run another play. JR tries to run plays. Randy tries to run plays. Jeff Klein tries to run plays. Craig Mickle's running plays. I could go on and on. People everywhere trying to run plays, but it's so damn hard to get somebody to play with you. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Nobody going to play on your team. Amen. They're not going to play on their own. They're going to play their own team. They're going to roll over and let them have us on their own teams. I'm telling you the truth. So I said today, I was just curious today. I live here in Licking County, Ohio. Licking County, Ohio. And so I went on, I said, how many churches in Licking County? Did you know this thing out there called Church Finder? Church Finder? So here you are, Church Finder. Christian churches in Newark, Ohio. Well, hang on. Bible Baptist Church, Cedar Hill Baptist Church, Central Christian Church, Christ Evangelical Lutheran, Christ United Methodist, Christian Apostolic. Small businesses, folks. They're small businesses. That's all they are. Christian Endeavor United Methodist, Christian Fellowship, Christian Life Church, Church of God, Community Wesleyan, Cox United Methodist, Crossroads Christian Church, Eastland Heights Baptist Church, Faith United Methodist Church, First Baptist Church, First Christian Union Church, First Presbyterian Church, First United Methodist Church, Full Gospel Sons of God, God's Acres, Grace Baptist Church, Hanover Presbyterian, Holy Trinity Lutheran, Licking Valley Church of Christ, Maple Avenue Christian Union. You get the point? You get on and on and on. And I would bet you a dollar to a donut. Most of those pastors don't know the other pastors. It's like being in a huddle and you don't even know who's on your team. Look at this. Look at this. Betty, where do you live? St. Clairsville, Ohio? Type it in there, Church Finder. Are there any churches in St. Clairsville, Ohio, I wonder? There probably aren't many, Betty. Probably aren't any out there in St. Clairsville, Ohio. Let's find out. And we're losing? We're losing to these freaks? Oh, there are, Betty. Well, look at that. Calvary Presbyterian, Christ the King. Oh, East Richland Evangelical, Emmanuel Baptist, First Presbyterian, Lloydsville, United Methodist, St. Mary's Religious Education, Victory Baptist Church, St. Clairsville, St. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me, folks? And this is in every town in America. And we act like there isn't anything we can do in our schools, in our government. See, the problem is we don't want to be the salt of the earth. We don't want to be the light of the world. We don't want to do what Jesus told us to do. Go ye into all the world and teach them to observe all I've commanded you and love them with you always, even to the end of the age. And the devil is a far greater evangelist than Christians ever dreamed of being. There, I said it. Huh? Yeah, just my family, get my family saved. That's all I'm going. I'm going to huddle down and wait for the evacuation. Jesus said, get off your butt and go. And you got saved? Well, you go teach somebody else to do it. We don't do that. Church doesn't. These pastors don't even know each other. And if they do get together in a pastor's meeting, it's competition. How many are you running? What kind of programs do you have going on? It's all comparison. Do you think that is, go back to those Newark churches. Go back to those Newark churches if you can. Spencer, do you think, anybody out there, do you think that those Newark churches, if they all got together and decided that they were going to clean up, whatever it would be, they're going to clean up the libraries, they're going to, do you think, anybody think they could do it? They don't want to do it. You understand? They don't want to do it. They don't want to do it. Look at that. By the way, how many satanic clubs are there? Huh? There aren't any satanic clubs? Oh, they're just everywhere else. Oh, let's go to, there was a good one. There's a good one. Go down, clear to bottom. Discover Church. Oh, Church of God of Prophecy. Oh, no, I'm going to Strong Tower Baptist Church. That's where I want to go. Oh, no. I want to go to the Standard Church of Christ. Oh, no. Rocky Fork Church. That's where I want to go. That's where I want. No. I want to go to Grace Brethren, I guess. No. How about Liberty Baptist? Let's go try Liberty. High Water United. You get my sarcasm, don't you? And we sit around and say, we can't win. And in the meantime, the trannies, the Luciferians, mock Christianity. If they'd have done that to the Muslims, America would be burning right now, boys and girls. You know, I'm telling you the truth. I'm sweating. Maybe this is why I couldn't go to sleep last night. Jeff Klein up there in Mount Vernon working his arse off to try to get people involved. They won't get involved. How many churches getting involved? Hey, that's a good one, Spencer. Mount Vernon, Ohio. How many churches in Mount Vernon, Ohio? Let's see if there's anybody up there that maybe could help Jeff out. Mount Vernon, Ohio. There probably aren't very many churches up there that would help Jeff, I wouldn't think. Oh, no. Apostolic Christian Church. Beulah United Methodist. Brandon Baptist. Ebenezer United Methodist. Faith Baptist. Faith Lutheran. Faith Baptist. Another First Baptist. Who was the Second Baptist? First Christian. First Presbyterian. Gay Street. That's a good one. Green Valley Southern Baptist. Harvest Christian Center. Liberty Chapel United Methodist. Mount Vernon Baptist Temple. Mulberry Street United Methodist. North Central Ohio. Owl Creek Baptist. South Vernon. And they call, see, we call these the local church, don't we, folks? Except the local church doesn't want anything to do with what's going on in the local. Oh, I'm sweating. Hopewell United Methodist, Mount Vernon Seventh-day Adventist, Mount Vernon First, Mount Vernon Hill Seventh-day, Mount Vernon Lake Home, Mount Vernon Foursquare, Mount Vernon Covenant. Hey, Jeff, any of those people out there help you? Are they beating down the Are they beating down the doors of the school board, Jeff? A house of prayers. Holiness. That's a holiness church. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, Mount Liberty Family. My Bible Fellowship. Are you kidding me? Tell me you're kidding me. Huh? And we're losing? Hey, don't do this, Jeff. I wonder if you could pull up, Spencer, you don't do this. I wonder if you could pull up Luciferian churches. Let's look and see if there's any Luciferian churches in Mount Vernon. I bet there aren't any Luciferian churches. Oh, yes, there are. They're called schools. Yeah, they're called schools. You understand? Oh, man. Boy, sarcasm's thick today. I don't care. I'm so sick of it. So freaking sick at it. And everybody gets upset because the Olympics mock God, and they mock God in your local freaking school that you're paying for, and you don't care. They mock him at your libraries that you pay for, and you don't care. Oh, but boy, they do it in the Olympics. Oh. Go ye into all the world and teach them to observe all I've commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. All power has been given unto me, both in heaven and earth. Go. Will you go? Would you do me a favor? I can't make it every place. I'm going to send you. Would you go for me? Come on in, Dale.
Well, hallelujah, Coach. When the church refuses to go to be the light in the world, then God 24 hours shuts the light off over there to show them how to do it, just to show them how to do it, right? That's the mercies of God, because he could destroy them. And so, Coach, here we are up in Tennessee, Coach. I'll pray in front of that courthouse. I'm literally in the hotel across the street. You know what we'll be doing again today? Same thing we did back in January. So, Coach, that's what it looks like. Go.
Amen, amen, amen. Hey, Dale, how many Christians? By the way, folks, I didn't go. I wanted to be in Tennessee. And Dale advised me, Coach, got a lot going on. Don't need to. So I don't want to sit there and people say, Where are you, blowhard? I was going to be there. My wife and I were going to be there. And Dale just said, oh, Coach, I think your time can be spent better. Pray, keep praying up there, do whatever. But we got to cover. So that's why I'm not there. But why aren't more of us there? Why isn't the courtroom filled with people demanding justice for these people who they're going to try to sentence to court or jail? Why aren't they? Huh? Oh, I know why. Because things are only going to get worse, Coach. It's just what the Bible says is. Matthew chapter 20, does it say, go into all the world until things get bad? Teach them to observe all I've commanded you until things get rough. Does it say that? Is it conditional? All power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore until they make Christianity illegal, and then hide in your church. Does it say that? No. Teach all nations, ethnos, ethnic groups. Teach them to observe all things I've commanded you. Huh? And I'm with you always. Well, why would he be with me always if it was going to be easy? Sweating like a pig. I'm going to need a shower when I get done here. Come on in, Jeff.
Yeah, you give a slight report here, in a sense. When I talk to people on the streets, They claim to be Christian, and I keep saying, it's not my job. They just don't get it. I bring up communism from revealing religion to social religion and give the background of it, and they just don't get it.
America's communist, folks. Our American government is communist. Whether we want to admit it or not, it's communist. It is. And can I tell you something? The church is operating with and only with the approval of the government. If the government were to tell the church to close down, we know now, without a shadow of a doubt, that 90% of the churches would, in fact, obey the government and close down. Anybody want to argue that one? We already saw it. And then we get moaning and groaning about the Olympics. Oh, the Olympics. They're mocking Jesus. Your public school's mocking Jesus, folks. Your local government mocking Jesus. Why are you worried about Rome? I don't know where there is. I'm saying Rome, of all places. What's the Pope? Pope's probably leading the parade, isn't he? Huh? He's probably pushing the trannies over there, the Pope. Catch your breath, Coach. Somebody had their hand up and took it down. Whoever it was, come on back in. Didn't have my glasses on.
It was me, Coach.
Thanks. Go ahead, Julie. Go ahead.
It says they're all 501c. That's why they're government.
No, it isn't. No, it isn't, Julie. They tell us that. No, it's cowardice. It's just flat out cowardice. It's not 501c3. It isn't. It's cowardice. It's just cowardice. That's all it is. And by the way, I'm not making fun of it because the 501c3 does impact it. But see, the 501c3 is nothing more than an excuse for the pastor to not get involved. That's all it is. That's all it is. Do you understand? The cowardly pastor can stand in the pulpit and say, I would like to get involved, but folks, Jesus told the cowardly pastor to go into all the world. Now, wait a minute. Go to you, therefore, unless you have a 501c3 and teach all nations. See, there's a separation between the church and the state, meaning the government has no business in anything going on in the church, including money. None of the government's business. Do you understand that, friends? But see, we don't understand it. So they take the 501c3, and now they report everything to the government. We want to know your. I would like the government to send a financial report to the church. That's what I would like to see every day, a financial report from our government of every wasted tax. So I'd like to see we have it backwards. See, the church is ahead of the government. The head, God, Christ, is over the government. He's not subservient to it. But see, they hooked us. And now we think, well, I can't say anything. We have tax exempt status. Church is tax immune. That's a whole another story. Come on in, Jim. Jeff, I'm sweating.
120 churches in Knox County.
Uh-huh.
And we have the
school. How many the school board?
Very, very few.
Yep.
Just idiots. So we got the UCC church. They have somebody in the mayor's office that goes to that church, a secretary, a man. They got somebody at the police dispatcher, city police department, gay. There's another gay guy that's in some kind of city spots. He's been running for city council trying to get on there.
Why do they get involved? Why don't Christians get involved? Why do the gays get involved?
And they do after school stuff to have the kids after school. If you ain't got nowhere to go, you can come here to this church building.
Yeah.
They did two gay Halloweens, advertised it in the paper. Hot gay Halloweens, come. Understand the LGBTQ. We showed up twice at their door for them. 2 years in a row, they never had a third or fourth one. We shut that thing down.
Yeah. But hey, Jeff, how many churches in Knox County did you say?
140 is what I've heard.
140. Well, let's go to Mount Vernon, Ohio real quickly, Spencer. Mount Vernon, Ohio. Knox County. That's the home of Mount Vernon Nazarene University.
And I ask all them people about the UCC church of these Christians and pastors. Oh, they don't even want to talk about it.
No, scroll down there. Scroll down. Just I'm not even going to read them. Look at all the churches in Mount Vernon, Ohio. Look at all that. Look at all that. Huh? Oh, look at that. Yeah. Oh, wow. Wow. Probably a page two, isn't it?
That's just Mount Vernon. That's not Knox County.
That's not Knox County. That's just Mount Vernon. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. Well, I guess somewhere along the way he didn't say, no, N-O-X, Knox. Oh, Knox. I guess he didn't tell them in Knox County to go into all the world. Well, no. Hang on. I got it wrong. Thank you, Lord. They do go into all the world. They go to Haiti. They go to the Bahamas. They go to South Africa. But they don't go to downtown square. They don't go to their city council. They'd rather go into all the world. Tim Tuber, come on in.
Oh, Coach, a funny morning. I woke up at 2 o'clock this morning. Been laying here.
Yeah.
Brain. Watching Tucker Carlson talk about Jesus. So I'm sitting here thinking, you know, God, nobody talks about Matthew 28. We don't do it. I'm pissed off. And I thought, you know what? Maybe I'll listen to Coach this morning. No, he's not going to talk about Matthew 28 today. So maybe I'll have to interrupt him and push that in there.
Wow.
So, no kidding, Coach. I'm sitting here thinking, if he doesn't talk about Matthew 28 today, I'm going to go back to bed. I'm going to go do something. Because we're not, and all of a sudden, here I am in Oregon, been awake since 2 a.m. praying, and what do? You open this show with Matthew 28.
Wow, Tim.
And I'm sitting here thinking, okay, God, what are you saying? Mm-hmm. What are we doing? What am I doing awake at 2 a.m. in the morning?
Me too, Tim. That would have been 5. I was up with you, buddy.
So I'm sitting here, I'm thinking, okay, where are you going? What are we doing? And how come we're not doing monthly discipleships up there at Mile High? Why aren't we doing it? Coach, last time I did Romans, we had 15 people. By the time we ended, we had 4 ladies. There's not a single guy left in there. So praise God, ladies. At least you're doing something. That's all I got to say.
Amen. Amen, Tim. Amen. Amen. Kick me in the butt. I started to get this Saturday Night Lives going. I'm going to commit to it. I'll tell you more about that later. RJ, come on in.
Yeah, Coach, this is like a ditto on Pastor Tim there. Before I came on the program here, I was having some prayer time, and what was coming to mind was that setting a goal in August for what we do in the way of converting, going into all the world, winning converts, disciples, making not just converts, it's about making disciples.
That's right. And
what kind of growth, if I brought one person who became consistent to a discipling, you know, activity such as this program, that where we challenge people to grow in Christ, grow in their prayer life, you know, grow in their public action. And one of those things would be, you know, how many churches in my community, if I found one or two pastors willing to look into this, how many churches raise this issue on Sunday morning? Like my pastor brought it up. He had the PowerPoint out. He put the blasphemy up on the screen and said, you know what? We need this is hate speech against Christians. That's what that was. And so, you know, I want to see how many pastors would actively do a survey, you know, to find out how many of the 50 or so churches in my community. I've got 4 cities all around me, so there'd be 4 of them to go into. But it would be fascinating to find out how many places actually said something about this.
What did the pastor say to do about it?
Go out and start pushing hate speech against Christians, getting a case going. Now, he hadn't organized it himself. He said we need to do it.
Okay.
We need to do it.
Hey, RJ, where do you live?
I live in North Tulsa County. There are 4 city little towns right around me.
Okay, hang on a second. Spencer, Tulsa, Oklahoma. Any churches in Tulsa? Tulsa?
Oh, Tulsa, you're going to have, you know, 500, 800, maybe so? More than that.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Do you think they fight together? What Spencer's trying? You had the right thing. Tulsa/Oklahoma. Click on find a church.
But the 4 towns are North Tulsa County, Owosso, Sperry, Skiatook, and Collinsville.
Oh, here we go. There we go. Here we go. Huh? So it's more than just Tulsa, right?
Oh, yeah.
And everybody in there is giving a sermon about how bad the show was at the Olympics. Everybody mad. And the same damn stuff's going on in their local schools. Exact same stuff's going on in their local schools, right? Look at this. Folks.
Yeah, so Coach, my pastor was on to the local schools. He said this is going on everywhere. That's what we were saying. So, yeah. You know, a survey, there should be a survey on anti-Christian hate speech against Christians. How would they answer a survey if you had a 5-question survey and you put it in front of all these pastors and see how many respond to it?
Well, we know, don't we? Huh? So I'd say, here's what they do, RJ. They say, because coach, it's just a sign that we're at the end. The end is near, coach. Like I'm 71. The end's near for me. I'm 71. It's a lot nearer than it was last week. It's nearer. Mm-hmm. Thanks, RJ. Oh my goodness. I'm gonna go. Well, let's do the dot. Let's keep going here. RL, come on in. Then Jeff. Tell us your story, not your life story.
One thousand nine hundred and seventy-two churches in the greater Tulsa area.
1,972 churches in the Tulsa area. And we're being run around by the homos. Is that right?
I'm sorry. 1,972 religious organizations.
Okay. There you go. Right. Wow. Jeff Klein.
Coach, here's an idea. They're going to do a church on the square August 11th. All Sunday right. morning. They're going to do breakfast and lure everybody in. And there's going to be a stage set up because that's the days of the Music and Arts Festival. So the whole downtown Mount Vernon shut down 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th. So I've already put the plea out that we need to turn out to that square. We need to go up there and be a part of a church service on the square. And so Pastor Matt is running it by the church. I told him, I said, shut the church down. Close her down. Everybody report to the square.
Yep, that's right. That's
you know who also is going to be there for them 4 days of Music and Arts Festival?
Who's that?
Alan Zeifer, selling hot pretzels.
Awesome.
Alan, let's do church on the square. Can you see it?
Oh, man.
So it's going to be Jeff, fun.
Thank you, whoever said Elon Musk. You know what Elon Musk said? He ain't a believer. He said, unless there is more bravery to stand up for what is right and fair, Christianity will perish. Elon Musk. I got to get Saturday Night Live going, don't I? Jeff Nell, go.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Freemason Albert Pike made a list to eliminate Christianity and advance Islam. So these men are using ideas from the past and bringing them to the present because they've got nothing else better to do.
I'm going to show you here in a second, Jeff. Mark Trump, come on in.
Sorry, had trouble getting started here. But if you look at the number of churches, Coach, I'm just sitting here thinking, because there's so many churches, it creates the confusion that Christians have. It's like they land in a town and they're not Christian and they go, oh, I'm going to go to, quote, church. What the heck, Coach? I mean, think about businesses. Yep. What business could you have 200 of in a little town?
Amen.
So I'm a business wannabe. I'm not a Christian, but I want to open a business.
Yeah, small
business. What's the most successful way for me to go out and open my own business, be in competition with everyone, and still get paid?
Amen.
Look, every single church is getting paid. The building's got to be paid for. So does a convenience store. So I'm thinking the next business that's less successful is like a gas station. It's like, is that what our entire Christianity is about? Mm. Is to build gas stations, Coach, and convenience stores, 500 in a city?
Holy gas stations, though, Mark. These are holy.
What the heck, Coach? How is anyone supposed to be a Christian and understand?
They don't understand it.
500 Christian churches.
Yep, I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. Each doing their own thing.
Different. Amen. Arguing with one another. Every town I'd go to, you took me, I'd ask the pastor, Pastor, where's the other pastors? And he gives me a dumbfounded look. And we've stayed in these churches, Coach.
Yes, that's right.
They will not bond or cross bridges and build these center in the square things, Jeff. The pastors won't come together. They're a bunch of fakers.
That's right. They're afraid they will lose their flock. Afraid they will lose their flock, right? Keep them caged. keep them caged up. Okay, so here, let me go to number five. Number five. I'm going to run through these really, really quickly, and I'll put them in chat so you have them. Humanist Manifesto, 1933. Here they are. Here are their goals. Religion humanists regard the universe as self-existing and not created. Humanism believes that man is part of nature and that he has emerged as a result of a continuous process. Ask yourself what they're teaching in your public school. Holding an organic view of life, humanists find that the traditional dualism of mind and body must be rejected. Humanism recognizes that man's religious culture and civilization, as clearly depicted by anthropology and history, are the product of gradual development due to this interaction with his natural environment, with his social heritage. The individual born into a particular culture is largely molded by that culture. Amen. So for a Christian culture, we remain a Christian culture. Unbelievable, right? See, folks, they don't want religion taught. They want their religion taught. Come on. And they're winning. The humanists are winning. I'm not going to read down through. I'll put them in chat. Humanists assert that nature of the universe is depicted by modern science. Folks, do you know right now, if we were to really, really push it and force them to prove evolution to be true, they couldn't do it. Do you know that, friends? And they teach it as fact in our government schools. Do you know that? They teach evolution as fact, and they cannot prove it. They can't prove it. And so you take your child, your little precious little grandchild, and you put them in Sunday school and teach them, Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so. And then you put them in kindergarten and they teach them there isn't a God. Well, why wouldn't they believe the school? You put them there. You put them there. And you're the one that taught them that Santa Claus was real. And they got there and they find out Santa Claus ain't real. Easter Bunny, he ain't real. Mommy, Daddy. And so you put them in these godless indoctrination centers and can't understand why we get what we get in the Olympics. One more thing, number four, go to number four. Put this in the chat. Communist goals, read into the congressional record on January 10th, 1963. Scroll down, Spencer, please. Communist goals. Number one, U.S. acceptance of coexistence is the only alternative to atomic war. U.S. willingness to capitulate and preference engaging in atomic war. Develop the illusion that total disarmament by the United States would be a demonstration of strength. Permit free trade among all nations, regardless of communist affiliation. Extension of long-term loans to Russia. And so how'd that work out for us? Huh? Provide American aid to all nations, regardless of communist domination. Grant recognition of Red China, admission of Red China into the UN. How'd that work? Richard Nixon opened that up for us, didn't he? Set up East and West Germany as separate states in spite of Khrushchev's promise. Prolong the conferences to ban atomic tests. Allow all Soviet satellites individual representation in the UN. Promote the UN as the only hope for mankind. Resist any attempt to outlaw the Communist Party. Do away with all loyalty oaths. Continue giving Russia access to the U.S. Patent Office. Capture one or both of the political parties in the United States. Use technical decisions of the courts to weaken basic American institutions by claiming their activities violate civil rights. What? Yeah. Yeah. Every law violates somebody's civil rights. Get control of the schools. Use them as a transmission belt for socialism and current communist propaganda. Soften the curriculum. Get control of the teachers' union. Put the party line in textbooks. Get control of all student newspapers. Use student riots to foment public protests. Infiltrate the press. Get control of the book review assignments, editorial writing, policymaking positions. Gain control of the key positions in radio, TV, motion pictures. Yeah, let Bill Maher be the one talking to us about America. Yeah! Continue discrediting American culture by degrading all forms of artistic expression. An American communist cell was told to eliminate all good sculptures from parks and buildings. Tear down the statues, right? Control art critics and directors of art museums. Our plan is to promote ugliness, repulsive, meaningless art. Eliminate all laws governing obscenity by calling them censorship and a violation of free speech and free press. Break down cultural standards of morality by promoting pornography and obscenity in books, magazines, motion pictures, radio, TV, libraries for elementary kids. Present homosexuality, degeneracy, and promiscuity as natural, normal, healthy. Infiltrate the churches and replace revealed religion with social religion. discredit the Bible and emphasize the need for intellectual maturity, which does not need a religious crutch. Eliminate prayer or any phase of religious expression in the schools on the ground that it violates the separation of the church and state. Discredit the American Constitution by calling it inadequate, old-fashioned, out of step. Discredit the American founding fathers. Print them as selfish aristocrats with no concern for the common man. Belittle all forms of American culture and discourage the teaching of American history on the ground that it was only a minor part of the big picture. Give more emphasis to Russian history since the communists took over. Support any socialist movement to give centralized control over any part of the culture, education, social agencies, welfare programs, mental health clinic. Give that all to the government. Eliminate all laws or procedures which interfere with the operation of the communist apparatus. Eliminate the House Committee on Un-American Activities. Discredit and eventually dismantle or take over the FBI. Infiltrate and gain control of the more unions. Infiltrate and gain control of big business. Transfer some of the powers of arrest from the police to social agencies, children's services. Treat all behavioral problems as psychiatric disorders with no one but psychiatrists can understand or treat. Dominate the psychiatric profession. See, because psychiatry is really demonizing, folks. People are demonizing, and we call it a mental illness, right? Discredit the family as an institution. Encourage promiscuity and easy divorce. Emphasize the need to raise children away from negative influence of parents. Attribute prejudice, mental blocks, and retarding of children to suppressive influence of the parents. Create the impression that violence and insurrection are legitimate aspects of the American tradition, unless it goes January 6th. That students and social special interest groups should rise up and use united force to solve the economic, political, with social problems. Overthrow all colonial governments before native populations are ready for self-government. Internationalize the Panama Canal. Repeal the colony reservation so the United States cannot prevent the world court. America's already fulfilled 90% of those communist goals. Huh? Unbelievable, isn't it, folks? Unbelievable. So here's the bottom line. The Olympic Committee, they're not afraid of the church. Government's not afraid of the church. Government boxed in the church. Government said, hey, you're not allowed to, hey, you can't open during COVID. You're not allowed to speak against the government. That's political. You're not allowed to have political. And pastors willingly couldn't wait to not have to talk about politics. Why? Because politics divides. They divide. And so there are people sitting in the Catholic Church. Are you ready? 50%. Of Catholics vote Democrats. 50%. 50% of Catholics vote for Democrats. Democrats promote destruction of the family, abortion, homosexuality, open borders, and 50% of Catholics are voting for Democrats. They're voting for Lucifer's agenda. By the way, it's probably not much better in the Methodist Church and the Lutheran Church and in the Episcopal Church. It's probably not much better in all of those, right? Why? Because exactly what they said. They've watered it down so that we don't understand exactly what the heck is going on. We find ourselves in the mess that we are in because if you go to your pastor and you talk to him about this, they'll probably ask you to leave. Now, hang on. Spencer, pull up Licking County, Ohio again. Local. That's okay. Go right there. Live right there. Go back to Tulsa. That's okay. Hey, isn't that where Randy lives? Doesn't Randy live out there in Tulsa? Yeah, I think he does. I wonder if these guys right here over there, I wonder if they could get together and change some things in Tulsa. Probably can't because half of them. The divide and conquer, right? Half are voting Republican, half are voting Democrat. Because some are liberal Christians, whatever that means. What's a liberal Christian? A socially liberal, what does that even mean? But that's where we are, friends. And so we can gripe and moan and bitch about our elected officials. We're the ones that put them into office. There's no opposition. There's zero opposition from the local church. Zero. Somebody popped in there. Who popped in there? Let me see. I got to switch over here. Anybody trying anything? Is it just me? Nobody want to talk to me today? Who's got their hand up? Oh, hi, Brett. Come on in, Brett. Thanks for saving
me. Wow. What a locker room. Tim Tuber up at 2 a.m. out west. And
how about that? How about only that, Brett? Brett, not only was he up, the Holy Spirit was directing him the exact same way. What's that tell you, huh?
There's nothing better than getting into the Bible yourself and plugging into CoachDaveLive.com. Local Action Kingdom Impact. Love you, Coach.
Thanks, Brett. Local Action Kingdom Impact. See, folks, look, how often do we come in here, really? Now, come on, let's be honest, and argue Trump, Biden. That's not the problem, folks. The problem's right there on your screen. Christian churches in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Those guys right there in Tulsa, Oklahoma, could control every aspect of Tulsa, Oklahoma. Those guys right there could do it. And they don't do it. In fact, I bet those pastors don't even know each other. And I think they do. Do you think the pastor Beams of Light Family Church, 1704 South Harvard Avenue in Tulsa, Oklahoma, do you think he knows the pastor at Bel Air Assembly at 5013 South Utica Avenue in Tulsa? You think they know each other? Oh, wait a minute. One's interdenominational and one's non-denominational. Okay, what's the difference between those two, interdenominational and non-denominational? I guess an interdenominational means they'll take anybody. It's just a different way of saying non-denominational. Oh, wait a minute. The Berean Missionary Church, they're missionary. They're missionary, I guess. But they're not missionaries to America. They're missionaries to Haiti, where they can go on vacation. Yeah. There's Bible Baptist. They're the Baptist Bible Fellowship International. Oh, there they go. Okay. What? Huh? Yeah. Wow. I get it now. I get it. We say we serve the King. Oh, wait a minute. Bethany Christian Church is other Christian. You see that? Spencer, highlight that. They're other Christian. Up, right there. Other Christian. What? Other Christian. Click on one of those. What's your church profile? Church profile. What's that? Oh. Tells where they meet. Got a service time. No reviews on it. Give you a map how to get there. Bethany Christian Church is an evangelical church in Tulsa, Oklahoma. This other Christian church serves Tulsa County. Oh, okay. Other Christian. I got you. Okay. So they can only serve in Tulsa. The other one serves the county. I get it. Don't say that, Coach. Okay, I won't. Teresa.
Yeah, I have been being called a terrorist lately. Anytime I speak the truth, they say I'm disgusting and I'm a terrorist and just whatever vile things they can say. So just so you guys know, they're starting to use that rhetoric against us. Mm. Just like everyone who's white's a racist, and that caught on, they're hoping this catches on.
That's right, folks. They call names. They just call names and pray the names stick. It's unbelievable, huh? Oh, my goodness. Where is that? Is that what I want to show? Do I want to show that? Look at this. Hey, friends, pull up Spencer. What's it say? I'm sorry. I just got to get a couple of these things in here, okay? It says Lisa Page. Pull that up, Spencer. You guys remember her, Lisa Page and Peter Strokes? Remember them? The one who did all the lying and cheating at the FBI? Huh? Did you know this? Did you know the Department of Justice paid Peter Stroke and Lisa Page $2 million? Did you know that? That they sued the FBI for releasing their private emails. Peter got $1.2 million and Lisa got $800,000. Your tax dollars. Your tax dollars. And, oh, yeah, it's good, isn't it? Yeah. Democrat DOJ gave them that kind of money, settled out of court with them because they simply told the truth. One more I want to throw up here for you real quick. Where is it? Oh, yeah. Pull up. It says damn lies. Thanks, George. George sent me this one. I'll get you, RJ. Hang on. Damn lies. Look at that. Are all of these dudes, which one of these guys is president? Huh? Folks, which one of these guys is president? Did you see the latest one that came out today where Joe Biden is now, I wish I had that ready for you. He's now about 6 inches taller than he was. Shows him standing beside his wife, this new guy they brought out. I don't even know if he's alive. this new guy they brought out is at least 6 inches taller than the old one. Maybe that's it. Look at Steve Quills. And on Steve, where did I find that this morning? Is that, it's unbelievable. RJ, come on in. I'm going to find it, RJ.
Yeah, just one thing to consider is there is going to be some, you know, some organized responses in various places. Some will be more effective than others. How much of this will be a counterintelligence operation where they want to start tracking who is really stepping up and leading movements that are effective? You know, what do you want to bet they're going to be watching that and going after, let's say, you know, the more prominent ones to try to take them down if they are very effective at building a significant movement?
Do you think they're just watching me?
Oh, yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they probably are. Huh? They're trying to find anything they can do. Anything. I'm looking for the tall Joe Biden now. I'm trying if I can find it.
It's in the chat.
It's in the chat. Pull it up, Spencer. The tall Joe Biden. Did you guys see this? Huh? Mind the stuff that they're doing to us. Where is it, Vinny? Where is the picture of the tall Joe Biden now standing beside his wife?
Oh, that's a video.
No, I just want to say the picture. They had the picture. I saw it somewhere today. Joe Biden.
Go right to the end and you'll see.
There it is. Folks, look at that. There it is. Now, they got to show it. Somewhere they show him standing with his wife. There, look at that. Look. Okay. Put that up. Freeze out there, Spence. You had it. Freeze it. There's Joe Biden and his wife. She's up to about his eyes. Right? In fact, now look. Something's happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. Is the president of the United States alive, friends? I'm being serious. Is he alive? Look how tall this guy is. What the heck is going on? Clay Parker. Come on in, Clay, then RJ.
Well, I just think what Mark was saying about the churches made a whole heck of a lot of sense. One of the big problems we got is that right there. When aren't we supposed to be doing what Jesus would do? And so when Jesus returns, I don't think he's going to be opening up a big mega church and be a 401 or 501c3 operation.
Do you think he's going to be sitting around just feeding people? Is that what he's going to do? Is Jesus going to come to Ohio? Is he going to come to Ohio and then fly to Haiti? Is that what he's going to do?
No, sir.
You don't think so? Everybody, hey, how come nobody wants to take mission trips to Russia? No, we want to go to Haiti, the Bahamas, Costa Rica, all those places that, by the way, are already Christian, the Catholic Christian. Well, I'm cynical, aren't I? I'm really, really cynical today. And I'd like to apologize for it, but I just can't. Because the old football coach, again, I see our team. Our team is so freaking screwed up. And we want to blame everything else. Huh? We want to blame everything else when it's us. How many churches? I'm redundant. Hey, Tim Tubra. I know you're a pastor. I don't know if Dale's out there. I don't know if Tom Gill's out there. I don't know. I don't know who's listening out there. Hey, Tim, how regular are there pastor conferences, get-togethers, huddles in local towns, you think, Tim?
Oh, maybe every couple of years, but I don't know. I was kicked out of my denomination, so I have no idea.
What do you think, Dale? How often do they have a huddle? Down there in New Orleans, Dale, are they getting together, the pastors huddling together now, trying to determine what they're going to do? Do they do that, Dale?
They do, but you nailed it. It's and I've been to them. It's always, hey, how are things going? That sublimic message for how big is your church? Running? How many people are you running? Yeah.
I mean, you running. I'm really important. I got 100. Oh, you only have 50? Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. That's it. Sad. It's all man. And we see what's going on right here in our local communities, and the pastors don't even know each other. Not really. Come on in, Jeff.
Yeah, real quick. Out here, we call the Minister Alliance, and I talked to a couple of pastors, and they don't have it anymore because the Episcopalians and the Methodist Church affirmed the sexual alphabet super depravity.
Yeah, that's right. We're cowardly. What did Elon Musk say? Where was it? Did I have that? Somebody send that to me? Yeah, well, who sent that to me?
I did.
Dale did, huh? What did Elon say? What did he say? Unless there is more bravery to stand up for right, Christianity will perish.
Boom.
Hey, by the way, that means the rapture will be here. People cheering that. See you tomorrow.